Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
He would have been looking at his phone, yeah, eyes wide.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's all he's thinking. he's texting beside me. Run. She's clocked. Right, guys. You guys are obviously used to how we do things over here at SNG.
Yeah.
And for now, we are about to start with the question of the week. And the question of the week is, most evil thing someone has said to you during an argument. And that's the usual.
Oh, no, this was vicious.
Yeah, it was vicious. A lot of them were very repetitive. A lot of them was like, oh, wish you weren't born and blah. All these born stuff.
Yeah. All this born stuff.
Your mum this, your dad that. The typical stuff you're saying like primary school.
All right, but just before you start,
hit me.
I want to apologize to everyone for my mood last week.
Oh,
okay. I just want to put it out there. I really want to apologize for my mood last week. I was going off like an hour of sleep. I wasn't putting two and two together.
Okay.
I wasn't in the right headspace. I took it out of you. I took it out on Rem. I took it out on the question that you asked the fans. And that wasn't fair.
Oh, the festival thing.
Yeah. That bullshit festival thing. I was angry.
Yeah.
And I took it out on everyone except for Ellis. So this week, I'm going to do the opposite. And I'm only going to take it out on Ellis. I'm playing.
Buckle up.
But right, yes, I'm in a much better mood. I've slept more.
Gang.
And I'm feeling juicy.
Cool. Most evil thing someone has said to you during an argument. I don't want kids with you because your brother has cancer.
Bro. What? Just it's in the genes.
Bro.
Damn, man.
Damn, indeed.
Shit, like, all right,
that's bet. What a way to start off. You give off big dick energy, but it's just so disappointing.
Outline. I'd pick her up.
I'd pick her up from a head top like
that.
From a cranium like that.
Oh, yeah. It's just so disappointing.
It's just so disappointing. Now I see why you were bullied for most of your life. That was, if you were bullied and you slowly like worked your way back up to like a place where
self-respect, that's gonna send you straight back
to the pits. Wow, now I see why you're bullied for most of your life.
Yeah, that will trigger me. I'll say why. Bully me then, see what I do.
Facts.
I'm not gonna take it anymore.
I'm a grown man now. I'm in the streets now. Wow.
Oh God.
I told my ex that her best friend gives head better than her.
Okay, God. That's crazy. That's a death wish.
That is bravado and that is a death wish.
Yeah, that is
you
a death wish.
You can't be doing stuff like that, man.
Your best friend gives better head than you. That kind of stuff will send a woman crazy.
Yeah, you can't sleep that night.
100%.
You can't sleep that night.
100%.
Yeah, you better have sent that via text.
Of course.
And you better be abroad.
Of course. God forbid they've made up. Because she's coming for her that night.
The brethren.
God forbid they've made up.
Oh, God. Yeah, God forbid indeed. Jesus Christ.
I'll never have the balls to say that to someone.
You just can't.
Even if I really, 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 really wanted to.
Yeah.
We'll never have the balls.
Yeah, that's a take. Next one. I hope all of your life's joys disappear.
Damn.
That's why your hairline starts behind your ears.
That's crazy. That's far back.
That's when that's the U-ting.
Yeah.
What's his face from The Office?
Kevin?
Nah.
Or Toby?
Nah, the Pac, have you spoken to Pac-Man?
Oh, yeah, he's got that. He's crazy.
He's
that ring thing is nuts. That's a perfect toupee top.
Yeah, it is.
They glue that bitch? Yeah.
He looks pristine again, yeah. Right. I can give you the number to all of my hoes and they'll tell you that you get the best treatment.
That's a double entendre.
It is.
That's a compliment and a meanie at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. My boyfriend said, if you don't get me off tonight, I swear I'll be fucking someone else in the morning.
The swear is what takes the cake.
I swear I'll
fucking someone in the morning. What?
If you don't get me off tonight, that's a threat, bro.
That's the definition of a threat.
If you don't get me off, wow.
And she wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to lose him.
Facts.
But also she can't be treated like that.
She can't be. So she doesn't want to get him off. She can't be treated like that, bro.
Oh, God.
The gym is literally a 15-minute walk from here. If your heart can't handle that level of intensity, I don't think it can handle this relationship. Facts.
Facts.
If your heart can't handle this level of intensity. Facts.
That's a secret. Facts.
Wow.
I'm not trying to fat shame anyone, but
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your mother should have let that lady kidnap you. You good, Ellis?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure?
Jesus. No, because that was sent the fear coming straight back to that moment.
Yeah, facts.
Because
regardless, you would have been young.
Yeah. I remember losing my mum in like Debenhams when I was a youth.
Swear.
I was crying.
Oh, no.
Them turnarounds like, mum?
Yeah.
Mom, and you don't want to shout.
Yeah.
You're like, mom, gone. The fear that runs through your fucking veins.
Were you with your brother or no?
On my ones, bro. Just,
I mean, was your brother with your mum?
Like, yeah, my brother was with my mum.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So.
Yeah, my brother was with my mum.
Oh.
They were gone.
Oh. What were you doing, bro? Were you like, do you see something? Dilly dally?
I was probably just playing. Me and my brother used to play hide and seek in the clothes, bro. I'm sorry, we used to play hide and seek in the clothes.
Fair.
So I probably stayed in there too long.
And
my brother
ages.
Stopped seeking.
Yeah, you hit it.
I hit it for ages. I was like, this dickhead can't find me. Peeked out, they were gone.
Oh,
I cried.
Who resolved it?
My mom found me.
All I heard was like James? An announcer team.
Yeah, you know what's dread as well? Because it's like, you hear that, James? Mm. James? Mm. And you're like, thank God. Ran to my mom. Back. Don't you ever.
You're right.
Ever.
Yeah. I was like, mom.
I'm all so scared.
Back.
God, you fucking ever.
Oh, you God. Start thinking I should have stayed hidden.
Yeah, I should have stayed hidden.
I should have stayed hidden. They should have kidnapped me.
Yeah,
they should have kidnapped me. Because I wouldn't be getting treated like
this. Yeah, I'd be getting sweets.
Yeah.
I'd be getting sweets in exchange for socks. Yeah, I'm just getting tomped. I'm playing Lamy. Too far. Oh, God.
All right, back to it. Most evil thing someone has said to you during an argument. My boyfriend called me a painted on eyebrowed cunt. Wow.
Jesus. That C-bomb is what really kicked it off.
It did. Painted. The streets don't like that word.
Wow. Mm. Painted on. It's such broken English.
It is. You have to slow down as you read it. It is. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Oh, God.
You look like God made you with his eyes closed. I think about it often and repent. Peak.
Damn.
Peak. My ex dumped me. I cried and told him how much I loved him. His exact words were, "You're so pathetic." It's tough. Crying, begging, "You're so pathetic."
That's insane. Spoiler alert, I'm not gonna give any names.
Okay.
Top boy.
Yeah.
There's a bit in there where someone fucks about.
Okay.
They come to their senses and they beg someone else for forgiveness.
Okay.
And say, "If I fix it, can you give me a pass?"
Mm.
Man said, "Fuck your pass." They said, "All right, bet."
Mm.
"Please, if you're not gonna give me a pass, I'm begging you, do not hurt my family.
Okay.
I know what you're gonna do to me.
Yeah.
Just don't hurt my family."
Yeah.
Man said, "Stop begging, it's pathetic." No, he said, "It's disgusting."
Oh.
He said, "Don't beg, bro, it's disgusting."
That's when you know that these are like real road men.
Yeah.
Don't beg.
Yeah, don't beg.
Because I gave you an opportunity and you fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked it.
So deal with the consequences.
Deal with the consequences,
my bro.
And they're like, bro, please, 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 please. It's calm. I get it. You're gonna murder me.
Yeah, yeah.
I've charged my life from here. But the fam,
please.
Please, I'm begging you, leave them alone. Man, don't just beg. Man didn't even entertain the question.
Yeah.
Man just said, don't beg. It's disgusting.
That all the fear.
I promise you, I would have to take his life there and then. Because you're saying I'm X'd,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You're saying my fam is X'd,
yeah.
And you're saying I'm disgusted.
Yeah. Tipping point.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I've got nothing left to lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've left me with no dignity.
Facts. You have to take his life then and
there. I have to take him out then.
Say
that's crazy.
That is crazy. But it's the repercussions are long for him though. If he does take him out then, I don't know the scenario because I'm not seeing it yet. But if he does take his life then and there, it's peak.
Facts.
But yeah, I've got a few left. Most evil thing, right? You should be running on the treadmill instead of running your mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Mad. All right, you have to say this one to me, right?
All right,
say
cool.
To me, I know you're cheating on me. In character.
All right. I feel like I know you're cheating on me.
And? And?
There's nothing I can say.
There is nothing.
And it hurts my feelings. Yes.
And?
And? What are you going to do about it?
I don't care.
I'm vexed, I ruined my candle.
Sus, bro.
I'm all about the drama sometimes.
This is the reason why you can't lose weight. You're too full of shit.
That's intelligent.
That is intelligent.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to say because I know I'm dealing with a pro.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
been doing this.
That's why you can't lose weight. You're full of shit.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Smart with it.
Yeah, fam, even if I was on the receiving, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Boss. It's a bar. And I'm vexed because it seems like you've been waiting to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dickhead.
Dickhead indeed.
There's no difference between you and them New York rats. Damn.
Jesus.
Them thing are big as well.
Fat.
I've been cheating on you for the past 5 months. She's pregnant and she's keeping it.
He's that's not even him trying to be mean.
Yeah.
It's just a case of
I charged it and it's I'm gonna have to be cutthroat.
I'm
not dilly-dally.
I don't have time to take your feelings into consideration.
Yeah, facts.
I've lost everything.
So I'm just telling you the facts one by one by one.
Yeah, yeah, and then I'm gonna leave.
Facts.
Yeah,
do with that what you will.
The thing is with me, this is why I'm not a completed human being.
A completed
please. Completed. Like okay. I'm just not mature enough. Mm-hmm. There's certain tendencies in my personality that I know I'm not mature enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a tipping point for everything. Mm-hmm. An emotional tipping point.
Okay.
Where I can like be composed, mm-hmm. empathetic, take people's feelings into consideration and delicate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scenario where even the love of my life, I can't take your feelings into consideration.
Mm.
Because it's like my life is in smithereens.
Yeah.
I've lost you.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost this house. Mm-hmm. I've lost this life.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to deal with this bitch mm-hmm. and her kid.
Mm-hmm. Your kid.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me to be like grovelly and apologetic and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I have to just run up in there like, babe, it is what it is. I'm a dog. I did some dog shit. I'm gonna leave, bro.
Because you can't take me back.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't take me back.
Because while this is going on, if you think I'm apologizing for the rest of this thing, I haven't got it in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my life. I haven't got it in me, bro. I haven't got it in me to deal with her. I can't afford what's coming in the next 6 months.
What did you say you would do?
I'll take my life.
It's not funny, guys.
Bro.
It's just the whisper.
Yeah, I'll take my I'll take it.
Fuck.
Bro. Yeah, I can't entertain certain stuff.
Oh, facts, bro.
It's the same thing when I said about like, when these lot meet up, when the side chick meets up with the wife, and then they pincer you together.
Yeah.
It's like
calling it,
I don't have time. I have the time. I don't have the emotional maturity to take care of both of you in this situation. I'm over it. And I'm sorry, but I'm dead behind the eyes at that point.
Yeah. Fuck. Fair enough.
My soul shatters and I just move on.
Yeah. 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 Fair. Makes sense. All right. I've got two more. Yeah.
Yeah. Gang.
Most evil thing someone has said to you during an argument. Nobody wants you but me. And if they do, it's because of what you've got going for yourself.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm assuming he's just saying tits.
Probably. I'm assuming either something physical, yeah, it's external, or probably like...
It's external.
Your...
I doubt he's talking about her master's degree.
Yeah, it's got to be like pretty privileged or something.
Yeah. Something you're going for, you just cheeked up.
Yeah, that's it. No one else wants you though. Nobody else wants you.
Oh.
This might be the worst one. This is the last one as well. Your sister never gives me these problems.
That's the craziest chat.
Brethren?
For that to be the reveal, that's... You'd freeze. Yeah.
Your sister never gives me these problems. If I receive that, I don't know who I'm slicing first. Do you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
I don't know who I'm slicing first.
Imagine your love saying, James doesn't chat this much shit. He just fucks me and moves on.
I can't entertain this conversation. I actually can't. Entertain that conversation because I'm there.
He blows my back out, pays some bills, and dips like a man.
James doesn't give me these problems. I can't hear the love of my life say that.
I couldn't.
Wow.
I couldn't.
Because everything's charged.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of mouths are not going to be fed anymore.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. You man would better start looking for jobs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Indeed and them thing.
Indeed and them thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Bro.
Yeah, that was the last one. Jesus Christ.
And brutal. I also couldn't get a text from her and then a call from you immediately. I couldn't see like my phone go ding.
Yeah.
And just see Fu has ting and then your name pop up immediately after. I'll lob my phone. That's another thing where I'm dead behind the eyes.
Yeah.
I don't have time for your emotion, her emotion, my own emotion. Yeah. I've lost everything.
Every single thing, bro.
Anyway, welcome back, guys.
We've been too sympathetic on so many words recently. Jesus.
What did we say in Manchester?
I can't remember.
We said
ran over and spudded me.
Fam, we said a whole sentence at the same time.
For the life. It was to conclude, was it Manchester?
I believe so.
It was Manchester. Walking down the corridor, the hallway, and you said, you both said, you just charged it until the next one, I think.
Something like that.
Maybe.
Word for word at the exact same time. Crazy. It was crazy. God, that dressing room was hot.
Fuck yes, it was.
That dressing room was hot.
Oh, uncomfortably.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, welcome back. Happy Monday.
Fun day.
We love you, as always. If you came to see us on tour the last couple of weeks, again, thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's been a trip, man.
It has been a trip.
The Log Cabin Tour is officially over and we're on to bigger and better things. Moving forward, and we can't wait to share the information with you. So if you want to hear about the new things first, head on over to patreon.com/shicksandgigs, okay? Indoctrinate yourself into our little thing that we got going on. Our little thing that's not so little because we're booked and busy and the daddies take care of you.
We do.
We take care of you over there. So head on over right now, digest all of the content that we've put on over there, all of the content that we've put on there over the last few years, binge away, get the updates, get the discounts, join the Discord,
facts.
Chirps a ting,
facts.
£3 a month,
10p a day,
run the P to S&G.
Come on, dog.
Okay, in the meantime, guys, if you are listening to us on any audio platform, please leave us a nice review. 5 stars is preferable, but whatever you say.
Say it with your goddamn chest.
And guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. And without any further ado, we have the game of the day. It's time for...
Top five. Let's go, guys. Everyone grab your board, grab your markers. If you're playing at home, get ready, steady. What's the scores?
12-7-3 at the moment.
12-7-3?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be 5 episodes to break even.
Steam rolling ahead, bro. Steam rolling ahead.
We're going to need a new game at this point.
The top five this week is the countries with the highest number of McDonald's restaurants.
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's a cool one.
That's very cool.
Actually. I like that.
That's anyone's game. That's very cool.
That is anyone's game.
When you say countries, I'm like, fuck, but McDonald's is fine.
Countries with the highest number of McDonald's restaurants. Right.
Got it.
Okay, I'm locked.
Oh, fuck me.
Damn, bro.
Damn.
Might be completely wrong. It's just first thing's what came to my head.
Yeah, I'm locked.
Rem?
Locked.
Oh, we're all locked?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
let's
man.
Go. Cool. Ellis, since you were first and quick with it, pause. Top five, please.
Cool. So, gone for Japan, India, USA, UK, and Australia.
Nice, bro.
I think cool. they're pretty solid.
Rem.
I've gone for USA, Canada, Australia, China, Russia.
Russia.
China. That's what I'm Jimmy. Mistake on.
USA, UK, Japan. I've gone France and Canada.
Number 10. Philippines.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Cool. Number 9, which only two of you wrote. God. Australia.
Fuck.
Number 8, Brazil.
Do you know what? I was thinking Brazil.
I was close to writing Brazil.
I was thinking Brazil.
Number 7, UK.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
There's loads in the UK.
Number 6, Canada.
Fuck!
Oh, my days.
Number 5, Germany.
I was...
Nobody wrote Germany.
I was... France and Germany, I was tossing. Pause.
Pause. What?
France and Germany, I was tossing.
Dual-handed, just...
Ka-ka-ka.
Number 4, France. Number 3, Japan.
Come on.
Okay, nice.
Number 2, China.
No way!
Fuck off.
Oh.
I didn't know the communist mandem would have it like that. I'm not going to lie to you.
And number 1, obviously, USA.
One has to be USA, but yeah. So it's twos, is it?
Nah.
I've got 3.
Jimmy won.
Oh, you got 3.
Yeah. So 3-2-2. Fun fact. Russia has no McDonald's in their country.
You know, it was a stab in the dark because of obviously
that's what I said. These communist mandem, I didn't expect them to have it.
I should have deeped it. I did take it into consideration, but I still went with it anyway.
Two other countries that don't have McDonald's, can you guess?
Two other countries that don't have McDonald's.
Mexico.
North Korea.
Nope. Mexico definitely has them.
Nope. Oh.
North Korea.
Maybe, but it's not on this list.
Oh, all right. North Korea. Two other countries that don't have McDonald's.
Iceland.
Well fucking played. Yes, Iceland.
Good shout,
let's
bro.
Go.
I knew it'd be Iceland. Why? So, it's so isolated. It's so isolated. They haven't got fuck all.
Fair.
In Russia.
In the best way.
Iceland, and there's one more, according to this list.
Just fucking Ukraine?
Nah, Kazakhstan.
Fair.
Yeah, no one was getting that. But fair play to Iceland.
Is that a part of Russia, right?
Is it?
Maybe. I think so. Maybe, actually, I think so.
Is it?
Now you say that.
It's got its own flag, so I don't know. Anyway,
I might be wrong. By the way,
it's got its own flag. That's what I'm saying. So I don't think so.
Nah, it's own country, but as in
just like Ukraine used to be part of Russia.
It's got a border.
It's on ends. Yeah.
They're neighbors.
It's Russia adjacent. Say less. Well played on that one, Ellis. Though forgetting Iceland, but Jimmy. So he's what 13?
13.
I need to think of new games because this is bullshit.
He's giving up on the squad.
This is bullshit.
What's all this, bruv?
Well played.
All right, gang. Thank you for that, G. I needed that dub. Right. So you've got a dilemma for us.
I do. I'm a 38-year-old divorced mum and I have a 13-year-old son who I successfully co-parent with my ex-husband. No drama. My ex and I have always had different views on certain aspects of parenting. I'm African. He's Aussie. So you can imagine the polarity. Anyway, my
good use of the word polarity.
Anyway, my son is 5'11", captain of the rugby team, and can be quite charming and hilarious when he wants to. These are all good things. However, I started to notice that when he was 11, that he started to get a lot of attention from females, including much older females. I mean, actual women.
When he was 11?
Disgusting.
He must be peng.
He must be, but that's disgusting.
It is disgusting, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. For example,
good on him,
for example, when he comes by my office, I'd get a lot of girls in their 20s commenting on his disarming looks and say they're putting him on. They're putting him on what? Bay lay. I don't know what that means. On bay lay by. I don't know.
On like Bay layaway almost.
Oh, I'm assuming that's what she's trying to say.
Yeah, okay. Like benching him for Bay.
Okay. Cool.
He's next up.
Now, this all seems harmless, but it does raise alarm bells, especially being in Asia, where this kind of thing is fetishized. Like black people being fetishized. I've experienced this myself. I've always been scared he'll get taken advantage of by older women. Now, recently, my son told me he had a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend who is 2 years older than him. She's 15 going on 16. On one hand, I love that my kid can freely have these kind of conversations with me. But on the other hand, I don't know how I feel about these older girls, about this older girlfriend situation at his age. He's 13, for Christ's sake. I'm worried that because she's older than him, she's going to teach him stuff.
She's going to teach him stuff.
She's going to teach him star.
Bro, how old is she, 16?
She's going on 16. Yeah, she's going to teach him stuff. Despite having talked to him several times about sex and wait until he's old enough to bear the responsibilities that come with it, I also know that teenage boys have one thing on their mind and don't really give a fuck what their parents say.
Facts.
I've made my expectations be known to him, but I have no control what he does at his dad's place. His dad is of the opinion that it's going to happen, so it might as well happen at home. Excuse me? Hell no. I will do whatever it takes to slow the trajectory of this kid having sex. The African parent in me is panicking and wants to nip this little relationship in the bud ASAP. But I am also careful not to alienate my son to a point where he stops telling me stuff and starts sneaking around behind our backs. Help. What do I do? Knowing what you were like as young boys, are you grateful to have had a no-nonsense parents? Or would you have rather they been less strict? What would you do with your own kids? At the I'm tolerating his little relationship stage, but deep down my ancestors are unsettling and whispering in my ear, what kind of new age nonsense is this? P.S. If I don't hear back in 4 weeks, I'm going with the ancestors. So, recap. 30-year-old divorced woman, 13-year-old son, co-parent with her ex-partner. She's African, he's Aussie. Son is 5'11", captain of rugby team, charming, wedge, pause. Galley all over him in school, galley all over him at his mum's work. Now, a few years down the line, he's got a girl older than him, she's 16, and she's afraid she's going to teach him stuff. Pops is down for it, and if it happens, it's going to happen at yard. She's like, hell fucking no, and I'm going to do everything I can as an African parent to slow this motherfucker down. Thoughts, long story short.
Honest opinion.
Mm.
If I was 13 and I've just patterned a 16-year-old baddie, there is not a power on this earth that will stop me from banging this girl.
There's not a Bible passage that will stop me. I promise you, there's not a Bible, Quran, Hanukkah, any all
ancestors
of them
or no ancestors. Yeah. I'm banging this girl. Yeah. Yeah. There is nothing on this planet that will stop me. At 13, year 8?
And I'm draws in a 16-year-old.
Are you crazy? Plus, do you think for a second I will be allowed back on the playground if I have to tell the man then that couldn't clap it because my mum shut down the dance?
Wow, perspective.
I bottled a 16-year-old baddie because my mum shut it down.
Perspective.
Nah, bro, I'll never recover.
Parents will never understand that side of a kid's life.
Facts.
Ever.
Facts.
Obviously, they might remember it or they might loosely remember it at their age. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
I'm
not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
But you're just never going to remember it when it's your child.
Yeah, of course.
Going back to, like, you're right, bro. Going back to the playground or the mandem or your form class and say you bottled it is the worst thing you can do, and you better not lie about it.
Bro, they can't lie about it. And plus, she's older, but she's still in your school.
Facts.
So she's telling everyone.
Facts. So you're ruined from top to bottom. She's in year 10 or year 11?
Yeah, I tried to suck him off and his mum ran in and shut it down. She said, I'm going with the ancestors on this one.
Yo, yeah.
You can't recover.
Personally, it's hard to give advice to you because I don't feel like you can fully understand the ramifications of what you're going to put your son through.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the reason why the pops is saying, if it's going to happen, let it happen under my roof. Because one, he's a man. He understands like male sexual nature, especially as a young growing teen. But within the same breath, I understand your logic about wanting to not have this happen at fucking, what, 13 years old.
Do you know what I mean?
Young.
Yeah. Oh, it's
young. Scary young.
It's scary young. And the thing is, at 13, you think you could tackle pussy if it was presented to you. I couldn't tackle it when I was 16.
Oh.
Going on 17.
Bro, facts.
Yeah, I couldn't tackle it then.
Facts.
So 13, I would have bottled it. The best advice I would say is chat to Pops and be like, you need to put the fear of God in him and let him know, brother, I know you're gassed, but I promise you, when she puts it down on you, you're going to shit yourself.
Yeah.
Take it as slow as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. Get comfortable lipsing her. Mm-hmm. Get comfortable dry humping her. Mm-hmm. Get comfortable fingering her. Mm-hmm. Get comfortable with these hand jobs.
Yeah.
Put it all off as long as you possibly can before you bang this girl, because I promise you, you're going to shit the bed.
Yeah.
And we can't let that happen.
We can't.
And he will under the kid, hopefully the kid understands and be like, fair. Yeah,
because
fair.
If you do, he just needs to reinstill that fear of, if you do shit the bed, the school's going to find out.
Yeah, everyone's going to find out.
Everyone's going to find out.
And it's going to be fucked.
But then he might double down and be like, if I don't fuck her, everyone's going to find out. So I might as well just bang her. Do you know what I mean?
At least, because
even if
one example, I shit the bed and I didn't bang her. The other example is at least I got pussy.
Facts.
So I might as well bang her.
I might as well bang her and take the brunt. But I'm 13.
Bro, if I was the dad, I would say, bro, I'm gassed for you, but fuck, this is a lot to handle. Let me coach you through this as best as I can. And trust me, keep the lines of communication open and we'll make sure you bang this girl, but please don't rush this.
I just realized, don't bang her. Don't bang her. Bro, 13. I just deeped how underage that is.
Okay. Obviously it's underage and I'm not condoning this pedophilia.
Yeah, facts.
But same, I was 13.
Yeah,
and when I was 13, madam, I was ready.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready, but my dick was ready.
Ready,
bro. I was fapping at 13.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Yeah, 8 for 8?
Yeah.
I ain't felt stuff like that.
Yeah, year eight, James. Oh, his cock was sensitive, bro.
Yeah, bro.
All the time.
Yeah, bro.
Boner.
Wow.
So there was no reality where a year 10 / year 11 ting was putting it on, man.
5'11". He's in year 8.
Yeah, I'm just deep. Because when she was gloating about 5'11", I was like, big whoop. 13? Yeah, he's
scary.
A man. Yeah.
He goes to the mum's office and 20-year-old plus.
Gally are like, raw.
Hold him for me.
He's 13.
That's
too much power.
Scary.
That's too much power to deal with.
He can't wait to turn 18. He can't wait to turn 18. He doesn't know where he's going to
clean up.
He's
making me swallow spit because I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, he's...
That's
Listen,
too much power for a young man.
Darling, take the innocent child you've got for now. Because when he's of age...
Yeah, it's game over.
It's game match.
African parent or none, he's not going
to
matter.
Be prepared to have grandkids. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, he's going to be used to average pum by the time he's 16.
Facts.
And he's so gonna the galley's going to be collecting at 18. He can't pull out.
He can't. He won't pull
out. Yeah, and he won't.
They'll beg him to leave
it. Yeah, they're all facts.
Because they want his jeans.
From early. Because they know they're not getting better than this.
Facts.
So all I would say is express your concerns to him.
Mm.
But the more you add pressure on shutting this shit down, he's going to do it. Yeah, he's going to get it. And he's going to rush through it.
Facts.
Because he's just thinking, this is a ticking time bomb. Facts. I have to bang this girl now.
Facts.
Because my mom is ops.
Facts.
So I would, personally, like I said before, chat to the dad, explain your concerns, and be like, I know you're gas for him, but you must know what, you must remember what it's like to be 13. Mm. He can't handle this. And if he fucks this up, the whole school is going to be the laughing stock of the whole school. He's got a great opportunity. Don't fuck it up. And the dad will be like, facts. Because there's no way I can handle this in year eight. There's just no way I can handle this in year eight.
That's
so,
too much.
Wow.
That's too much
pressure. Yeah. It'll be the best situation I could possibly imagine.
I mean, would it be the best though? Because
in year eight, and I'm bagging in year 10, 11.
It's all good being the buffest guy in the school or whatever, or buffest guy in your year at year eight. And older things want to bang you. Buff. I get that. But when it actually comes down to the act, because you need to understand, he will be gassed in school, surrounded by his boys, other people, blah, blah, blah. That's that guy.
Yeah.
When it actually comes to the one-on-one situation with a gal, he's going to be a nervous wreck. Because he's never done this before.
Of course.
So it's a double-edged sword kind of thing.
I mean, it is, but like, you got to get your, he's going to be shook at 13, 14, 15, 16.
Till whenever, till he loses.
So shook.
Yeah.
Shook is shook. So bro, like he might as well, he might as well get it done now, but he's in the situation now. She's going to want to bang. He's going to be desperate to bang. So who are we kidding here?
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy.
Who are we kidding here?
Yeah.
Year eight, bro.
That's crazy.
That was the prime of my horniness.
I think mine was like,
Year nine was definitely.
Yeah, I would say year nine, because I think year eight was my first girlfriend and my first lips, and I've never been so scared.
Oh, fair. I've never
been so scared.
I was terrified for my first lips. Mine was in year eight as well. My first lips.
I think I've definitely said on it before. My sister had a man at the time. I mean, obviously year eight, I was in boarding school. She was in the same school as well. It was like a, I don't know what they called it. But there was a time before dinner, I think either before dinner or after dinner, we had like an hour's play. Everyone was just fuck about. Yeah. So like, the boys and girls were mixing like the playground per se. And my sister was with her boy at the time, and they had known that me and my girl at the time had never lipsed. So
you did tell me this, and they put pressure on you. That's
didn't
not fair.
They just.
That's not fair.
So they lipsed in front of me.
Oh.
And it was like, all right, you two lips now. So they were stood up.
First of all, I'm not watching my sister lips for anyone.
I didn't know them things then. I didn't know what that was then.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
I needed
guidance.
Yeah.
And my sister was all I had.
Fair.
And so they lips, they were standing up, and me and my girl at the time were sitting down, I remember. They lips.
Your heart must have been racing.
Oh, James. He said, all right, you two lips. I looked at her, I looked away.
Oh.
I looked at her and looked away. She was, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I was thinking to myself, oh my God, 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 oh my God. And they were like, all right, bet. They said the worst thing. We'll count you down.
No.
You man.
No.
Every second.
No, no, no. I would have been terrified.
Bro, my heart was beating. It got to one, looked at her, pecs and looked away.
I swear.
Yeah, it was a peck. It wasn't a French. It was a peck.
Oh, dread.
I don't think I Frenched her for months.
Damn, bro.
Months, bro. Yeah, we were doing little peck things here, there, and everywhere. But then I think year nine is when I blossomed. Because obviously after year eight was training wheels.
Yeah.
Year nine, the wheels came off.
Year eight's a lot.
Yeah. Year eight was a lot.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Sex in year eight, James?
That's crazy. Bro, I think, mate, hang on.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I'm pretty sure my sister's in year eight.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, yeah, let's switch the whole fucking conversation. Now, fuck this. What? She's a child. I've just deeped it. She's a fucking child. Nah, bro. Nah, I'm over it. I'm over it. He's not banging anyone. Raw. Bro! Bro!
That's too funny.
Jesus! It's just made sense.
Fam, bro, I'm telling you.
She's a child, Fuhad. Oh my God. Oh my God.
The fear of God in it. Everyone says young.
Damn.
Bro. So young.
Damn. My year eight perspective through my own eyes. Yeah. I thought I was a man. Yeah.
Facts, bro.
Jesus, she's a child.
Yeah, yeah, it can't pan.
Yeah, moving on. Lock that whole shit down. Thing, Forget everything I said.
Facts.
Lock it down.
Have to lock it down, bro.
Good Lord.
It's too young. Yeah. It's too young.
That's crazy.
Way too young.
Okay, cool. Right, I've got a thread.
Mm-hmm.
So this one we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even twice, but the internet's re-upped it.
Okay.
So I'm re-upping it.
Cool.
So, typical title of the thread, what's the craziest way you found out someone was cheating on you?
Oh, yeah.
I think we've asked this question. Yeah, we've seen this thread. It's gone round. Some of these ones, I've never heard stuff like this before. So, craziest way you found out someone was cheating on you. Just off the bat, bro, the first comment was, your pH balance will tell you everything you need to know about your little relationship.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
Your pH balance will tell you everything you need to know about your little relationship.
That last bit is like, why, man? You've already stabbed me.
Shank and a twist, bro.
Fuck.
Mad, bro. Right, next one. I jokingly guessed his email password and unlocked the Chamber of Secrets.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
don't
bro.
Don't lie to us. Bro. Don't say stuff, don't lie to us.
You're saying what I'm thinking.
Fuck. Man.
Jokingly guessed his email password.
Well, on the first try, of course.
Bro.
The fuck?
What and do you mean jokingly?
Yeah.
Was he there? Because if he was, he would have smacked your hands off the keyboard.
Oh, rags. That's right, the yard.
And what's he got going on in his emails?
Bro.
It's old school.
That is old school.
Right. He tweeted at the car lot with Bay. I was looking at the four walls of my bedroom.
Oh my God.
Bro, that's not even funny.
That's just poor planning.
Yeah, the time management's all over the gap.
All over the gap.
He'd given up. He'd given up on a charade.
He had.
Yeah.
The girl he was with is Bay now.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got demoted to side Bay.
Yeah, 100%. And she's probably always been side Bay. Mm. And he was just like, I can't even be bothered to pretend anymore.
Mm.
I want to go outside with the love of my life. I'm not pretending anymore. I'm putting it on Twitter for her to deal with it.
Yeah, facts. Don't come to me, blame Twitter. Don't come to me, blame Twitter.
You read what you read,
facts, bro.
Don't text me again.
The algorithm did what it needed to do. You found out. Shut up. Oh, God.
That second shot upsweeted me. All right. Oh, this one's dread. I worked with the other woman's mum. She saw my husband's picture as my screensaver and asked how I knew her daughter's boyfriend.
Wow. She was probably thinking, raw, small world. The mum was like, raw.
Small world. Is that your brother?
Screensaver.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Screensaver. That's what she's thinking. How do you know my sister? My daughter's boyfriend.
How do you know my daughter's boyfriend? She'd be like, pardon?
Family?
Pardon?
Oh.
Your screensaver. How do you know him? Him? That's my husband.
Should we do a list? It's my husband.
That's my husband. That's my daughter's man.
Listen.
Everything will be going wrong that day.
Everything you've worked so hard for is just gone. Bang.
Because he's claiming another girl. Met the mum. That's too many lives for one man.
Yeah, he's ruined it all.
Why would you put so much energy into that cheat?
Yeah.
That's too many lives.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Met the mum.
That's brazen.
Jesus Christ. Right. Oh, this one's rad. His AirPods went off loudly in his ear, reading out a text message saying, I miss that dick so much. Bro,
wow!
In a Siri voice, I miss that dick so much. Text message from Sarah, reading, I miss that dick so much.
Reply. Mad.
To reply, say yes. That's
bonkers.
Fuck.
bonkers.
He would have been looking at his phone, yeah, eyes wide.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's all he's thinking. he's texting Simon, run. She's clocked. stop. Everything.
Yeah, oh bro. Run. She's clocked it. He'd be waiting for a fist in his jaw.
Straight away. Jesus Christ.
That's nuts. Right. The ex came to the Ring doorbell and talked for 2 hours. This person wasn't female. Bollywood twist, bro.
Wow.
This person wasn't female.
Wow.
A brother's just chatting shit at the Ring doorbell, drunk and in need of closure.
I need my man back, is all he said.
I want my fucking man. I know he's in there. Bring him out. I want my fucking man back.
As the woman in the relationship, how would you handle that? You're at yard. Your man isn't at yard.
Yeah.
The ex-man is outside, doorbell, same scenario, just going off. What are you doing?
How
you
handling? Just jean shorts. Ass out.
Jean shorts. The ass fat.
Yeah, it's fat. And he's chatting shit at the doorbell.
Cropped with abs.
Cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Not a hair on that
moustache,
body.
Moustache, clean
shave. Yeah, clean shave and moustache. Not a hair in sight. Oiled.
Veins.
Yeah, fam. And he just turns around and just...
Bring him out.
Bring him out. I know he misses this.
What are you doing?
There's nothing I can do because he'll also tump me up.
Fat.
If he wants to, he's getting in the yard.
Fair.
Oh, I will just cry. Because it's actually dread, because it's something I actually can't comprehend. Because as a man, if the same thing happened with my girl and there's a female at the door chatting shit, I'll probably just laugh. I might be a little bit frustrated. I'll be like, I feel lied to. But I'll be like, what the fuck is this clown show?
Yeah.
Get off my doorstep before I bust your head.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for you.
Yeah, get a fuck off my doorstep.
Yeah.
But a bredda saying I want her dick back. She'd be on the floor.
I've got a fear of God
in me. Throwing up.
I've got a fear of God in me. She would be throwing
up. Yeah, she'd be throwing up and just crying and wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
I want that dick back.
I need that fucking dick back. Give him back.
That's a...
Bang. Give him back.
Nah. See, I'll be scared. The first bang, you know when they bang the door, right? And the other side of your flap rings it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's how you know there's weight.
And the lampshade's just swinging. Bang. Give him back.
Listen, you'd have to call him.
But oh, 100%.
It's also one of them ones where you would feel like such an idiot because you've never seen the signs. You've never, ever seen the signs.
Bro.
And it's like, am I the fool here?
Yeah.
Like, where did I go wrong?
Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Literally.
Why me? Just look, I'm like, God, why me? Oh, bro, that's a lot.
That's too much.
That's a lot.
2 hours of this. That's harassment, bro.
That is harassment. If
I would have called the feds way before hour one. Way before hour one, the feds would be on my door.
Bang, give him back.
Give me that cock back.
Oh, God. Yeah, she'd be on the floor. Her.
Yeah. She can handle that.
Yeah, it's never.
That's not fair. Good Lord. All right. A few more. Scrolling through an X-rated site and saw him there. Zoomed in and saw my picture in the background. This is the marital bed. He's clapping a thing on film in the marital, bro. That's nuts.
That's unforgivable. That's unforgivable.
I would fall out of my computer chair immediately.
That is unforgivable.
Bro.
On Soulja Boy's internet.
Ex, bro.
Oh my God.
On the baby's internet. Just bang.
With the picture in the back.
With my picture in the back.
You didn't even do like clean up. Do diligence, something.
He didn't care, bro. He wanted his pump and he wanted his pee.
Cheeks, facts, bro.
He wanted cheeks and he wanted money.
Facts.
Jesus. Right. The person he was cheating with told me both times. I took him back just for him to do it a third time. She told me the same day.
Oh my
God. That's your business.
Facts. That's your problem.
Bro, that's your fucking business.
Yeah, fool me once, bro. Shame on you. Fool me twice? Come on, man.
Bro. She came home in the morning tired. hugging me and telling me how much she loves me, I knew from then I was back on the street.
That intuition kicked in. That Spidey kicked in. I knew from then I was back on the street.
She came home tired, hugging me.
I love
you. I love you. I love you. Man just knew straight away.
Oh, cause he-
I don't have a house anymore.
She's not been like, she's not been this affectionate in months.
100.
Months.
Why are you so tired?
It's morning.
Facts. Why are you so tired?
It's the morning. Oh, I knew it was dark.
I knew I was back on the street.
That's jokes.
This one.
Mm.
This one was tweeted by someone we know.
Really?
Fam?
Okay.
Saw him on Deal or No Deal with his girlfriend telling him to take their 8K.
That is jokes.
Bro.
Oh.
I read that tweet of me. Do you know who wrote that? Audrey. Mm. Oh, big receipts, Pete. Audrey. Take, tell him to take the 8K. I'll pray to God it's a rerun. I'll pray to God this is ITV2.
Bro.
And it has to be a rerun.
I pause my sky then and there. Yeah. Then and there, I start belling everyone else. I'll start, if I'm Audrey, I'm belling Tolly.
Milena, yeah. I'm belling everyone. Both. We need the whole squad.
Lock in.
Yeah.
This can't be real.
Three brains are better than one.
Facts. Lock in, because I need the receipts. Lock in, because I need the receipts. Fuck.
Wow, bro.
Tell him to take the 8K. Jokes.
Oh, I was howling when I read that one. This one's crazy.
Oh, God, hit me.
Last one. I found the ads he was posting to be a bottom boy for transgender women. A bottom boy. A bottom boy, bro.
For transgender.
Do you know how mad that is?
A bottom boy.
That phrasing.
That BB.
The phrasing, because bottom means both things. A bottom boy.
Wow.
Ads. Advertisements for these cheeks.
Yeah, that. Oh, like what's going on in your life to have to do this?
Oh, God knows, bro.
Because it's all well and good. If you want to advertise for cheeks, that's your business. But advertising for cheeks whilst you've got a partner?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's crazy.
It's nuts, bro.
What did you expect to happen?
Bro, the thirst is more important than this relationship.
Facts, bro.
The thirst is more important than the guilt.
And if you really wanted it that bad, wait, he wants to get penetrated.
Yeah, he wants to get banged. But he's not gay.
Yeah.
He wants to get banged by a woman.
But then just tell your girl to strap. Have the conversation.
Nah, he wants flesh. There's no.
He wants to feel the.
There's
throb.
No strap.
He wants to feel the. Throb.
He wants to feel the.
He wants heat. He doesn't want this metallic rubber nonsense.
None of this plastic bullshit.
He wants heat.
Yeah. None of this plastic hibbity dibbity bullshit, bro. I want flesh.
Goodness me. Bottom. What do you call it? A bottom boy. Transgender women,
bro.
Wow.
I don't think you understand. Next time any man piss me off, that's the first bar I'm saying.
You fucking
shut up, you
boy.
Little bottom boy. Shut up, you little bottom boy.
Because there's no comeback. Because you, I've not heard that before. You start stuttering,
bro.
You bottom boy.
Look at you, little bottom boy. Watch him, little bottom boy. Nah.
I couldn't be called that.
I've belittled your whole life.
Facts. Wow.
Bottom boy.
Oh, yeah, man. Funny thread.
Yeah. Well played. Very, very funny. Cool, Jesus. Right. Ren, we're going to finish on trash news, please, sir.
Let's go.
Okay. Plane turns around mid-flight after passenger has diarrhea.
What?
That's his business.
A lie?
That's his business.
Wait, it's everyone's business on the
Get
flight.
Get me home.
Because, yeah, the flight got spun. A Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta to Barcelona has had to return to Atlanta after
that's not a short trip. It's not a short trip. Bro. Atlanta to Barcelona.
It's not short.
Also, what are people doing in Atlanta going to Barcelona? I'm sorry, I don't want to be rude.
I know what you mean, bro.
It's not adding up to me.
Atlanta to Barcelona. That doesn't add up. You man from Atlanta don't have no business in Barcelona. I've never been to Atlanta, but you've got no business in Barcelona.
You've got no business in Barcelona, bro. Go to Miami first.
Facts.
Ah.
You would have no business in Barcelona, you bottom boy bitch.
The listeners from ATL are going to crucify you two. Bro.
Oh, yo, my DMs are going to be blowing up. These men are vexed.
Your ATL fans are going to be livid.
ATL niggas don't play as well.
Nah, they don't.
They don't play.
They don't.
Man said, you bomb boy bitch. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yo. You're going to see Quavo in your request, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You're going to see man in your request, bro. Bomb boy bitch.
Fam, Andre 3000 is about to end you, fam. He's gonna come for you.
That's top three funniest things you've said off the cuff.
Oh, bro.
You poor boy. Wow, they're gonna be angry.
They're gonna be fuming.
Wow, they're gonna be angry.
All right, cool.
Yeah, go on.
Here we go.
The flight was 2 hours into its journey when the pilots told the air traffic controllers they were turning back. The airline confirmed there had been a medical issue on board, and that meant the plane had to return to Atlanta to be cleaned. The plane landed in Barcelona 8 hours behind schedule.
Cleaned.
There's we've got a VN to listen to.
Oh,
okay.
Or this is from the pilot.
Oh, okay.
Reporting.
Oh, this is a good black box thing.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, cool.
You know, we've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta. It's a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
They were running coast to coast. They were running coast to coast, just shitting
all the way through the airplane.
Wow.
I don't care what what's the word I'm looking for. I don't care what seat I'm on.
Yeah.
If the economy toilet's locked, I'm darting to first class.
Yeah.
I don't care what you man are telling me. Man shot all up and down the runway.
Yeah, that's long.
Wow.
That's the worst thing.
The most embarrassing.
I'm locking myself in a toilet and I'm not coming out until we're back in Atlanta and everyone's off the plane.
That's the worst way to go out.
Yeah, it is.
There's not much more embarrassing.
You might as well open a door, bro. You might just open a door.
Yeah.
I can't see a way out of this.
They were 2 hours in.
2 hours in, had to U-turn.
Oh, I'm livid.
Man said it's a biomedical hazard or something.
Yeah,
biomedical hazard. Someone just shot all up and down the plane.
Dude, that is a hazard. That's a huge hazard.
It's the worst thing.
I'm not cleaning that. No, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not cleaning that.
Contagious as fuck.
I'll leave with the rest of the whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's horrible, man.
I couldn't be on that plane. I couldn't be on the aisle seat and feel like a speck of splash. A splash of diarrhea just touches me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can't even fisticuffs the brother because he's just shitting everywhere.
Shitting everywhere. You can't get close.
Every punch is shitting.
My knuckles will pop. I'm squeezing it. My knuckles will pop, bro. Squeezing my fist so tight, my knuckles will pop.
Oh, God. Wow. Crazy.
Damn, all right, fair play. Right, guys, we're gonna charge that one there.
Yeah.
I apologize for Fuhad. I apologize for what he said. Don't send for me. Don't send for me. It's the funniest thing I've heard.
I had to.
But don't send for me. It was BB, too perfect.
It was perfect timing.
It was worth it. It was worth it, bro. Wow, that was funny. Bomb boy, bitch. All right, bet. Anyway, guys, we're going to leave you there. Yes, catch us on Thursday on patreon.com /shitsandgigs. £3 a month, 10p a day. Run the P to S&G.
Yes,
love.
Gang.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.